Look at the things the First Nations have on their rats that we don't have in Europe. Those beautiful furs and wonderful resources.
I agree. Let's trade some of our metal tools for some of those furs.
They went down the hill into the trading post to trade with the First Nations after gazing upon those tempting treasures.
To communicate, the Europeans got frustrated and swiped everything off the table. Then the government agent had to step in.
I know you are all confused. I am here on behalf of the government with new laws regarding your trading and land. Number one, we will be taking 75% of your total land. Number two, the First Nations are only allowed to trade once a week, and if you do not abide to these rules, you will be fined and taken to jail.
Once these laws were official, the First Nations lost part of their culture and jobs, as well as their freedom.
Here are metal tools. We use these for hunting.
We would like 15 furs for one metal tool.
Think purchase you four.
However, as the days went on, the village elders caught a sickness involving small, red, sickening, inflamed spots. This was called smallpox.
Now, because the Aboriginals' population is rapidly plummeting, we will take all children under 18 and they will be sent to regimental schools.
Open up, you bloody fools!
We informed you previously that all children in this household who are under the age of 18 will be taken to our residential schools.
May I ask where you are taking my children?
I cannot provide you with the exact location, but I can tell that it will be far from here, perhaps a 2 days' ride from your residing homes. I will come back tomorrow, not a minute late. Your children will be provided with excellent homes as well as school materials.
Mama, what's going on?
We're going to a residential school, aren't we?
You're making us leave. Don't you love us?
I'm sorry, children, but you really have to go. I will make you a feast tonight, so go pack a few belongings.
Foolish woman. Get in the van. Okay, sire.
Mama, please don't let us go with him, please.
Don't stress. At least we always have each other.
Bye, guys. Stay safe. Stay together, all right?
Nah.
The next day, the government agent came right on time to collect the children.
Get in the van, now. Yes, chief.
Mama, please don't let us go with him.
Don't stress. At least we'll always have each other.
Yes, kids. Stay together and stay safe, okay?
Okay.